the delegation of El Salvador and its engagement with the UPR mechanism. We note positively steps taken to implement the National Equality Plan 2021 to 2025, including the progress made in decreasing illiteracy and promoting better gender parity in education access. We commend the country for ratifying the Convention Against Discrimination in Education and for depositing ratification instruments of 5 ILO conventions, including the Violence and Harassment Convention 2019. While recognizing El Salvador's positive trends in fighting crime, we also note the UN mechanism's concerns about the human rights effects of a prolonged state of emergency. Could the delegation provide information on the outcome of court proceedings related to serious human rights violations committed during the armed conflict? Montenegro recommends, 1, to develop national policy for tackling child labor, and 2, to establish affirmative measures to increase the share of persons with disabilities in the open labor market, especially women with disabilities. We wish El Salvador a successful UPR cycle. Thank you.